We now move on to Kapitel Ches, to Tehillim, Chapter 8. A brief one, but perhaps one of the most powerful mizmorim of all. Interestingly, this Tehillim Kapitel Ches, both begins and ends with similar words. We'll leave aside Pasuk Aleph for a moment. If you look in Pasuk Beis, the first Pasuk with content, and Pasuk Yud, the last Pasuk, you see the same words. Hashem Adonenu, God our Master, Mo'adir Shimcho B'chol Ho'oretz. How glorious is your name in all the world. How great is your name over all the earth. In the Zohar HaKadosh, this Kapitel Tehillim is looked upon as if the Misaper, as if the person, David HaMelech, expressing this Kapitel Tehillim, begins with a Brocho Lifoneho and ends with a Brocho La'achareho. We know that when a person sits down to eat a meal or even just a snack, he first makes a brocha before it, brochato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'oretz, or whatever, and he also makes a brocha after it, brocha of Birchas HaMozon, or the brocha of Al HaMichya, or a Borei Nefoshos, a brocha before and a brocha after. Here, David HaMelech is making a brocha on nothing less than the creation of the world, the glory, the beauty of the world, and of the center of the world, the human being. So before he begins to praise God for in recognition of the glory and might of the world and the extremely high place of the human being, he begins with a brocha, Hashem Adonainu Mo'adir Shimcho B'chol Ha'oretz, and after he's concluded, at the end, again, the same words, same brocha, but here it's a brocha la'achareho, a brocha afterwards. Hashem Adonenu Mo'adir Shimcho B'chol Ha'oretz. Let's turn our attention for a moment to Pasuk Aleph. Lamnatseach al Hagitis. These are instructions to the menatseach, to the leader of the orchestra, of the choir, al Hagitis. Following Radak, this is simply another musical instrument of some sort. Mizmor de David, a song to David. However, the Targum, and Rashi follows this, understands that Gittis is a special kinor, a special harp, which was brought from Gas, from the place called Gas, one of the Philistine towns towards the eastern shore of Eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry, the western shore of Eretz Yisrael. There are other explanations of the word Gas, one of which is in to be found in the Medrash. I mentioned that there's a special collection of Medrash on Sefer Tehillim, Medrash Tehillim, also known as Medrash Shocher Tov, and there the word Gas is connected not to the place name Gas, but rather to the instrument called a Gas, which is an olive press. You take raw olives and press them into olive oil, you do so with a tool, a large tool, called the gas. The Medrash suggests that in many ways the human being is to be compared to the process of pressing olives into oil. Because after all, just as the olive goes through all sorts of pressures and all sorts of pain during this process, so too the human being goes through similar processes of pressures, punishments, difficulties, tribulations, vicissitudes, all for one purpose. The purpose of all that the olive goes through is to extract from the olive the beautiful oil, which then warms, illuminates, and gives special taste to the world. This too is the function of man, to take out of all the pressures he goes through the olive oil, which is not only a wonderful product, but a product which benefits everyone, the Shemen Zayas, the holy, the olive oil, and all that it represents. The returning now to Pasuk Beis, beginning with Mo'adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'oretz, God, how glorious, how great is your name in all the earth, Asher Tano Hodecho Al Hashamoyim, because you have given your greatness upon the heavens. So here, the word Mo'adir means, wow, how glorious, how great is your name, B'chol Ha'oretz. You've put your beauty, your hod, your majesty in the heavens. Radak points out that this Mo'adir is an expression of what Radak calls Hagdolo. It's an expression of wonder about the greatness of something. Mo'adir, wow. It's an expression of wonder. And indeed, the theme of this Kapitel Tehillim is wonder, amazement at the world of nature and at that creature of nature called the human being. Mipi, O God, still under the impression of wonder, Mipi olalim v'yonkim yisadeta oz. God, from the mouth of children and of babies, you've put power against your enemies. L'hashbis oyevu misnakem, to silence the enemy and the avenger. Mipi olalim v'yonkim, the expression from the mouth of babes. That's the exact translation here. Mipi olalim v'yonkim, from the mouth of young children, of nursing children, yisadata oz, you've established a source of power. And this source of power is directed against your enemies. It's a tool to be used, a weapon to be used against your enemies, to destroy the enemy and destroy he who would take revenge. Now here, there are many, many levels of meaning to this pasuk gimel, mipi olalim v'yonkim yisadeta oz. But they all have something in common, and that is that the human being, from the time that he or she is an infant, is still sucking at its mother's breast. That little infant already has such potential, such oz, such power, that it's just a wonder of the world, equal to the sun and the moon and the stars. It's just such a wondrous, wondrous thing. The Ibn Ezra says that here the Pasuk is focusing on the power of speech and the fact that from the time a child is very, very young, already his mouth is starting to work, his vocabulary is growing, his ability to express himself is growing slowly, slowly, but more and more each day. And this is the wonder of wonders. In the words of Ibn Ezra, Ba'avur hayos ha'odom nichbod mikol nivrei mato, Omar Kane. Because the human being is special, is somehow elevated, is distinct among all the other creatures of the world, therefore the Pasuk says, Mipi olalim v'yonkim yisadeta oz. Ki me'eis sheyochel hana'a ledaber. From the time a little child can begin to speak, Mipi olalim, from that young age called olalim, yonkim, oz tochel maskunto lekabel koach haneshomo. Then, through speech, and the understanding and the intellect which begin to develop together with speech and subsequent to speech, begins the ability to receive the soul, to become a spiritual creature. Ad shataskil b'shikul dato koach boro, until the point where through reason a person can apprehend the power of the Creator. Ki tischazek hanefesh yom achar yom, as the person grows day by day from this early stage of olalim v'yonkim, that's the power that can recognize God, and with that power overcome the enemies enemies being those who would deny God or belittle God or distort in some way the meaning of God. And then David HaMelech continues, Ki ere shomecho ma'asei etzpa'usecho. When I see the heavens, the handiwork of your fingers, Yoreach v'chochovim asher konanto, the moon and the stars which you have built, I see that. I see the wonders of the heaven. Notice that when David in Pasuk Dalet looks at the heavens and sees the handiwork of God's fingers, the moon and the stars, there's no mention of the sun. And whereas some say this is because this psalm was written at night and David was looking at the night sky, others say that when David said at the beginning, Pasuk Beis, Asher Tano Hodecho al Hashamayim, God, you put your hod, your special jewel in the heavens, there he's talking about the sun. And here he's talking about the moon and the stars. Then David continues with a different mo, a different phrase, mem he, what? The first one in Pasuk Beis, mo adir shimcha b'chol ha'oretz, is in the words of the Radak, lahagdolo. It's an expression of wow, wonder. However, now we're coming to something else. Mo enosh ki siskerenu, what is man that you should take account of him? What is man, uven adam ki sifkedenu? What is man that you should even consider him, that you should remember him? Here, the mo is in the words, is in the form of haktono. It's belittling. It is saying, what is man? In comparison with the wondrous works of the heaven, of which you can exclaim, mo adir, wow, how great this is. Now I look at the puny human being, and I say, mo enosh ki siskerenu, not wow. But what meaning, what purpose, what's this human being all about? He's so such a nothing compared to the handiwork of God in the heavens. Mo enosh kisis kerenu uven odom kisif kidenu. What is the human being that God bothers to remember him in any way? And after all, not only does God remember him, kisis kerenu, and here we have an opportunity to reflect for a moment upon a principle which perhaps I did not stress enough, but certainly needs to be at least put out there for your contemplation. What does it mean, mo'enosh? Mo'enosh means a human being. Uven adam, it's also a human being. Kisiz kerenu, kisif kedenu, you both mean the same thing. So the first and second halves of Pasuk Hei are precisely the same in different words. And there is a way of explaining this technique. Kofal inyon b'milos shonos, the words of Radak. He's just repeated the same idea in different words. Many times often you find in Tehillim, that the first half and the second half of the Pasuk are saying the same thing in different words. So one approach is to say, that's poetry. It's the same idea in different words. Kofal inyan, he repeated the idea, b'milo shonot, so sometimes kefel ha'inyan, it's a doubling of the matter in different words. However, Mefarshim, all Mefarshim, particularly the 19th century Mefarshim, Malbim and Shem Shemfal Hirsch, try to see special meanings. It's not just a repetition, kofal ho'inyan b'milos shonos, but rather there's something different. There's a difference between the enosh and the ven odom. There's a difference between kisis kerenu and sifkedenu. Many say enosh refers to the masses of man, uven odom refers to the special man. And kisis kerenu and kisif kedenu are different forms of remembering. Radak suggests that kisis kerenu means you even thought of him, you even had him in your mind, God, and thought of creating him. Kisif kedenu means in an ongoing way you are mashkiach olov, loseis liish kidrochov, you care about him, you are provident to him. You watch his ways. You expect things of him. Kisiskerenu is the very creation of man, and Sifkatenu is God's ongoing concern with man. But the wonder that is expressed, the question that is implicit in the words here is, God, compared to the heavens and all their might and beauty and glory and vastness, you have this human being, and yet, Vatechasrehu ma'at me'elokim, you made him just a bit less than Elokim, which could mean God. However, Targum and Rashi insist, many Meforshim, that means Vatechasrehu ma'at me'elohim, you made him a little less than the angels. V'chavod v'hodor ta'atrehu, and you've crowned his head with glory and honor. Interestingly, Radak right here on the Pasuk Vov, says that Me Elokim refers to the angels, because you've made man with a soul, like the angels, however, without a body. The angels have no body. So the chisaron, the little less that man is than the angels, is the fact that man has a body and the angels do not. Interestingly, Ramban, in his Haktoma, in his preface to Sefer Bereishis, in fact to the entire Torah, the Ramban speaks at great length of the concept of Chamishim Sha'arei Bino. I refer you to the Ramban al HaTorah in the Shavel edition, where you will find this passage and extensive reference notes if you want to look into this further, that there are 70 gates of knowledge to the world, and God has given man 49 of these. Vatechasrehu mi'at me'elohim, you have one less, just one less than God himself. God has the 50 sha'arei bino, and man has one less than that. This is the power of mankind. And God, Tamshilehu b'ma'aseh yodecha, you have made him rule over your handiwork. Kol shato sachas raklov, you have put everything under his feet. God, you've given the dominion of the entire world over to mankind. Why? Mo enosh, what is man that you should give him all of this power? After all, you have put in his power tzone va'alofim kulam. You've put sheep and cattle, all animals, the gamba hamos sodoi, even the animals of the country, the undomesticated animals, the wild animals, tzipor shomayim udge hayom. You've given the human being control over the birds in heaven and the fish in the sea, over orchos yamim, that travel on the pathways of the seas. Man not only rules the earth near him, the animals in the backyard, the animals on the farm, but even the animals out in the wild, and even the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, man is a creature who can even find his way in the seas. And the conclusion, again, as the opening, Hashem Adonenu Mo'adir Shimcho B'chol Ha'oretz. God, how wondrous, how glorious how glorious is your name. This is the conclusion of this powerful poem, which one really should take to heart as we reawaken and re-arouse our wonder, our ability to look both at the universe, nature, etc., and at the human being, and how puny he is, but yet how powerful and how much is given to him to accomplish. We have to have wonder for that, so that we, in the footsteps of David HaMelech, can exclaim, Hashem Adonenu, God our Master, Mo'adir Shimcho B'chol Ha'oretz, how glorious is your name.